Brian Burke appeared in Dane County Court today on 18 felony charges. He's accused of misconduct in office and other offenses while running for attorney general. He later dropped out of the race as the investigation against him heated up. Burke's court appearance comes 16 months after initial charges were filed. Prosecutor Brian Blanchard says the delay is out of the ordinary and poses a problem because memories of witnesses can fade over time.
There's no question that those in our legal system who can afford to put up more of a legal defense can often essentially get delay as a result of that. Legal motions can serve to delay, and there's no question that the state feels it can be disadvantaged by the fact of delay.
There were no witnesses during the hearing to determine if Burke goes to trial or not. Burke's attorney gave various reasons why the charges against the defendant don't hold up. Jeremy Levinson told the court that the former Milwaukee senator did not scheme to thwart the state's investigation, as prosecutors allege in four of the counts.
Brian Burke bent over backwards to give the state whatever it wanted so he could be done with this process. And what happened was our invitation to come in and review anything it wanted was refused. The state wouldn't come in. Under our invitation, they came in with a search warrant later.
The criminal complaint against Burke accuses him of altering documents requested by the state for its investigation. Prosecutors also say Burke offered political favors to campaign contributors and was reimbursed for doing state business when he wasn't in Madison. Burke's previous motion to have the 18 felonies dismissed was unsuccessful, but could still be appealed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.